Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field.
Now, time for KER Politics.
For daily editorial, I have Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. We're calling this Common Sense Conservatism because I think a common sense conservatism is exactly what we need. Jimmy, the governor of the state of Washington has come out with an edict that says whenever you are in public, you have to wear a mask. You're pretty angry about that. Can you elaborate?
So the governor, there's two specific reasons why I'm concerned. The first is the governor has authorities for 30 days to make decrees in an emergency situation. After that, he requires legislative support. And they've extended this in the state of Washington now for quite a long period of time, almost 3 months. What he has done because of Yakima and a very small hospital with a very small ICU unit, actually full apparently from COVID patients, says that the entire state, everybody must wear masks where they're in public. And in fact, there are criminal misdemeanor fines and potential jail time for failing to follow those rules. There's two problems I have with it. One is the data and the mental health issues and the facts related to the actual size of the virus. Just because you have a cloth mask on your face doesn't mean you're actually protecting yourself that much from the virus. It potentially has some influence on it, but it's 120 nanometers. That's 120 billionth of a meter, the size of the virus. So the reality is it's a placebo. It's a false sense of security when in fact he should be making very specific guidelines to protect people at risk. We know that people under 60 years old or under 65 year olds, there's a very low probability of death. Yes, there is a growing number of cases, that both because there's more contact with people and because there's a large number of testing, you know, more testing today. And the facts don't support that it's having an impact on the general population. However, there is a significant impact for people's mental health and for the economic health of our community by continuing down this road of basically imperial decrees from an individual that has taken control through an emergency order to continue this without debate, without discussion, and no question. And in no time, at no time in this entire event since this virus began and since this pandemic was declared, has the health officials been accurate in their estimates, in the impact, in the death rates, in the actual – in any aspect of this. So I question, and I think everyone should question, these types of decrees to penalize people with criminal charges – for not wearing a mask while the governor of this state allows people to take over one of a region inside the largest city in this state and riot and destroy at will with no pushback. And I think there's an inconsistency here. Honest people are being hammered. Dishonest, destructive people are being facilitated. And I think that's an embarrassment. And I think people need to actually wake up to this and say, wait, what is going on here? What is going on? And I'm incredibly frustrated with these types of imperial decrees. And I think there's a political agenda more than there is a health agenda on it. And it's very frustrating.
Well, I don't know. I can't disagree with you at all about the political agenda. And that's what I'm dealing with in other aspects of my program. And now, let me say one thing regarding the Cube. I believe it was on the news last night that the protesters just kind of packed up and left. Is that correct or am I mistaken?
No, there's still some there. There's still some residual, you know, problems. Some of the business owners have actually filed a number of business owners have come together and done a class action lawsuit against the city, which is well deserved for not protecting their business interest and not responding with police to protect property rights and individual rights. So I think, yeah, some of the leaders are telling people to walk away, which is good. But the damage has been done, and the lack of faith and lack of credibility in the governance is so apparent right now. People are just questioning what's happening, and I think the frustration and the kickback, and even left wing progressive media sources were wondering what the heck is going on. So, they're forced into that.
Well, I think that's 100% correct. I agree. Anyway, Jimmy, anything else you want to say?
Well, here's what I say. When the governor came up with his plan, he failed to put metrics in of when you would shift from phase to phase. And then they came back and put these metrics in that are very unrealistic. And it should really be up to the local authorities to make these decisions and not these blanket statewide statements. But what I think is really, really important is that the governor and his health officials actually protect the at-risk populations. If he's going to make recommendations, let's protect the at-risk populations, those people in retirement homes, those people in recovery homes, those people elderly that have comorbidities. And they need to take responsibility for themselves, but the government and this state should be assisting with that type of protection and not penalizing everybody and forcing these incredibly draconian measures, in my view, without support of the legislation, with no debate, with very little factual information, that is devastating both economy, our local economy, our state economy, and people's mental health. Well, there's plenty of studies that prove that that's the case. So let's protect the people that need it. Let's don't penalize everybody.
No, I agree 100% on that one. And that's why I'm calling this segment Common Sense Conservatism. We are very, very high risk in the Corlett household. We are taking personal responsibility and dealing with that situation in the best way that we know how. I would like everybody out there to listen to that and just remember one thing. Do what you have to do for yourself. That's what Kathy and I have done. Jimmy, thanks so much, bud.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.